Hey folks, Scott from IT Rockstars, hope you're doing well. In this episode, I'm going to dive into a managed service provider that's making £3 million per year, about $5 million. And I'm going to show you how I think they're probably getting most of their business. On my screen, if you can see my screen, if you're not listening, I will describe my screen. If you are listening, I'll describe my screen. It's a podcast called It's a Numbers Game. Now this is by a couple of gentlemen in the MSP space that I know. They have a podcast, and they basically run as a finance company, not finance company, account management, maybe accounts management for MSPs in the UK. So it's Adam and Daniel. Adam Morris, Daniel Welling. I know them quite well. I know Daniel quite well. And this podcast popped up on my feed a couple of weeks ago. How to build a £3 million MSP without a salesperson. And I was like intrigued by this title, this clickbait title on their podcast. So I had to give it a listen. And it's really quite fascinating how James, the guy that runs this business, how he's built his business. But one of the things that he mentions within the podcast is that they don't have a real sales team, but they dial down on marketing. They've got a really good marketing person. And I thought, okay, I want to see exactly what they're doing to get business, how they are generating leads. So there's a piece of software called SEMrush. You can use this to analyze your competitors' websites. And I've analyzed this MSP's website to find out where they're getting all of the traffic from. So I thought, you know what? Should this be you guys and girls? There's maybe one or two people listening or watching to this video, so it might be useful for you. So this is the website, SystMagic. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, .co.uk. I put into SEMrush, and on the sort of the domain overview page on SEMrush for this website, we scroll down here, and there's a little section here called organic research. You can click into here, and it basically shows you where this website is coming up in Google, like where they're getting their traffic from in Google, types of keywords that people are typing in and then landing on this website. And there's obviously their branded terms are number one, and that's where they're getting most of their traffic from. You can actually tell usually by the branded term how many customers they got, or how good their marketing is, because people are typing that into the search. But if you scroll further down here, they've got like they're ranking like number two for Microsoft price increase 2023. It's a little bit irrelevant now, but that would have been a really good keyword to be ranking for last year. But this is the one in question that I found quite interesting. So business IT support in Bristol. This is one of their main keywords that they're ranking for, and they're position two in the search for this keyword, and they get around about 70 searches every single month. You can delve deeper into this as well, but you can see here it's not actually their homepage that's ranking, it's an inner page on their website that's ranking for this term. So keep that in mind when you're optimizing your website, that depending on the locations that you're trying to optimize for, you want to just have a strategically think about how you're optimizing these locations on your website. You can see further down, there's this one here, IT support Bath, and their homepage is coming up for that term. That's what they are optimized for on that term. So they're for their homepage. So they're obviously their main location is obviously Bath, but they have an inner page that ranks Bristol, and you can see it's actually coming up a couple of times here that they've got this. So they're ranking for all these different key terms to do with IT support in Bristol and Bath. They've got one here as well, Swindon. So they're on the first page, position nine for Swindon. These are all UK locations, obviously. But that gives you some insight. I know based on this traffic, they're probably getting around about 500, maybe even 1,000 people every month coming to their website for all of these terms and all the long-term terms associated with it. So it's a really good website, and this is how I am going to guess how most of their, how they're generating most of their businesses through SEO. And we can take this a step further. So I'm, you know, we're looking at the off-page stuff here. We're looking at all the links they're getting, and the volume that they're getting to the website. And you can go look at their backlink profile in here. That's called Backlink Analytics. And you can go into this backlinks tab, and you can see where the main portion of their backlinks are. So this gives you some really good ideas of where you could be getting backlinks to your website. But what I want to show you with this website specifically is the amount of content they've got on the website. So they're doing off-page SEO. But if I go to their sitemap, and the default sitemap is sitemap.xml in WordPress. And if I go to posts, this top one, this shows you all of the blog posts on the website. And there's a lot here. Okay, and I counted, I think it was 20 to 23, I counted, I'm like, okay, I want to know how often they're publishing a blog post. And they have 40 blog posts for the whole of 2023. So they're pretty much posting almost every week of the year, bar annual leave and holidays. So, you know, round about 40 weeks in the year, you know, minus that 12, 52 altogether. So they're posting out blog posts, you know, every week almost, to the marketing person is doing this. So hats off to them for this, because they've got the off page and they've got the on page as well, with all of this topical authority. And we can go into one of those blog posts, and I've even had a look through some of these to see how they're optimized. And it's, yeah, I really like it. So hats off to James and his team at System Magic for this. And then thanks for Daniel and his podcast. It's a numbers game, for allowing us to find out about these little hidden gems of IT businesses that exist. Anyway, hope you found that useful. I have rambled on for a certain amount of time. If you want help with your SEO for your IT business, or maybe you're looking for content for your blog for your IT business, then I would highly suggest that you like click on my profile and look at that company that I work for, or just Google IT Rockstars and check out the information on that page. Anyway, take it easy. Catch you later.